We've heard President Obama say a lot recently that we are energy independent. Here's a clip from a State of the Union speech last night.
And we are as free from the grip of foreign oil as we've been in almost 30 years.
Free from the grip of foreign oil, but what does that actually mean? Robert Kaufman is here to explain. He's a professor in the Department of Earth and Environment at Boston University. Robert, personally, I feel like I'm now in the grip of $2 per gallon of gas. What do you take Obama to mean when he says we are energy independent? Is it true, and is that a good thing?
Well, it's certainly true we're importing less oil than we have in the past, and it's certainly true that oil prices are lower than they have been in the past, but the connection between those two is a little more tenuous than the president would have us believe, in that what there is, there's a single world oil market. That is, there's one price for oil that is set around the world, and so the U.S. doesn't pay a higher or lower price than prices around the world. Now, that world price is set by the balance between supply and demand. As part of U.S. efforts to reduce its dependence upon foreign oil, the U.S. has produced more oil, which means now that the world's oil market is not in supply-demand balance. Specifically, there's more supply than there is demand, and this is what's pushed down prices.
So you're saying that the United States, in fact, by producing more oil, has managed to lower the price internationally or just for the United States?
No, it is international, this effect. And think of it this way. Suppose that U.S. production had remained constant and Mexico had increased its production by the amount we see the U.S. has increased its production, the effect on world prices would absolutely be the same. So it's not that the U.S. has become more energy independent and that has reduced price. It's that there's more oil floating around in the market, most of which has come from the United States, and that's pushed prices down around the planet.
Is all of this having any effect on like political relations with Saudi Arabia? I mean, they've been feeling the pinch, too, in the drop of oil prices. What does that mean for the U.S. and Saudi right now?
Well, you know, you can get very conspiratorial about it. I've seen rumors that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are ganging up to punish Iran, to punish Russia, in that for those two countries, they depend heavily on oil revenues. And so as the price drops, their government budgets and their company budgets certainly have less money in them than they thought. I personally think, in addition to any conspiratorial interpretation, I think the Saudis are trying to send a message. And the message is simply this. All this oil that's coming on in the United States is fairly high-cost oil. It costs producers a lot of money to produce it, somewhere between $40 and $60 a barrel. The Saudis are going to make money. Their oil is relatively inexpensive to produce. They're going to make money at $50 a barrel. Texas producers are not. If I was Saudi Arabia and I didn't want to lose market share to these producers in Texas, I would send them a signal that anytime I want to, me being Saudi Arabia, I can basically ruin the economics of your industry just if I get mad. And so we're beginning to see that signal being received in the United States. People in Texas and North Dakota are not going to shut in the wells that they have. But certainly this is going to discourage them from investing billions of dollars in new wells, knowing that, hey, the Saudis wake up one day and they're not happy. They can basically undermine the economic viability of that investment.
As for the rhetoric of the phrase energy independence, Robert, is it fair to claim energy independence as long as people are getting most of their energy from non-renewables right now, from fossil fuels?
Well, I think the term energy independence really, it only has a political meaning. So in terms of fossil fuels, yes, the U.S. is more energy independent. But there's a couple of things to remember. If indeed there is that one world oil market, it doesn't matter to be energy independent because you're going to pay the world price. So I'd ask your listeners to think of the following. Suppose the world price is $40 right now, and something happens in Saudi Arabia and the price goes up to $80. Do you think U.S. producers are going to continue to sell you oil at $40 a barrel?
Doubtful.
Or are they going to charge you what the world price is? So it's a nice phrase, and it does help the economy by helping our balance of trade. But in terms of actually energy prices and energy security, it's really an empty phrase.
Robert Kaufman teaches at Boston University. Robert, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.